Enthusiasm is a great thing. And would you like to help me as well? You come this side. What's your name, sorry?
Shelby.
Shelby and?
Jonathan.
Shelby and Jonathan. Shelby is, who wants to be hot and who wants to be cold? You don't mind. Well, I'll tell you what, see, that's the first one. You want to be hot, do you? Fantastic. Well, Shelby can be cold. Hold that up high, Shelby, for me, first class. And Jonathan is going to hold up hot right up above your heads. I'm going to speak for 45 minutes. I hope you're feeling really fit. No, definitely not. Boys and girls, I want you to do something for me. The girls and the boys are going to play a short game this morning, okay? All the girls are in Shelby's team, okay? All the boys are in Jonathan's team, okay? And I've got some flashcards, and I'm going to show them to you, okay? And you're going to shout out and tell me whether it's hot or it's cold. Now, some of them are really quite easy, and some of them are a little bit more difficult, okay? So you have to shout out whether it's hot. No, you need to hold it up higher than that, Shelby. Get those arms up high as you can. No, both arms. Want to make this as difficult for you as possible. All the way up there. Fantastic. That's great. Okay, so you have to shout out whether it's cold or it's hot. So there's the first one. What do you think?
Cold.
Why is it cold? Because it's a
cool drink.
It's a cool drink. So there you go, Shelby. You get one. Fantastic. What about that one?
Hot.
Why? What is it?
Coffee,
fantastic. So who will we give that to? Jonathan. There you go, Jonathan. You put that in behind there and you hold that up there. Only a few more dozen to go, don't worry. Okay, ice cream is cold, so who does that go to? Shelby, fantastic. There we go. What about that one?
Hot.
Why is it hot? Because it's, what is it? It's dinner, that's right. It's chicken, I think. There you go, Jonathan. Good man. What about that one?
Cold.
Why does it need to be cold? What's the man doing?
He's skiing.
That's right, and it's cold as well. There we go. We'll give that one to Shelby. Okay, what about that one?
Hot.
Why, what do you see in the background? It's the sun. Isn't the sun... What do you want whenever you go on your summer holiday? Lots of sun. Isn't that right? Absolutely, the sun's really hot. First class. What about this one?
Cold.
Why? What is it?
A fridge.
Okay, and we know that whenever we take things out of the fridge, they need to be lovely and cold. Okay, what about that one? Anybody ever had a cold bath? It's not very nice. Sure, it's not. So you want to have a hot bath. That's right. Okay, what about that one?
Cold.
Why, what is it? It's an ice cube. Okay, who's keeping score? Ah, did we forget to do that? Don't worry, it'll work out okay in the end. What about that one?
Hot.
Why? It's a light bulb. What happens when you touch a light bulb?
If it's on, it's just like for, if it's been on for a really long time, then whenever you touch it, well, then your hand just gets completely burnt.
Absolutely right. So we don't touch light bulbs first class because they're burning hot. Good man, Jonathan. What about that one? What's that? What is it? An igloo. It has to be cold. It's really strange because Eskimos live in igloos, which are cold, but on the inside, it's warm. I've never been able to figure that out. There you go. Good. That's great. What about that one? This is a really hard one. Why is it hot? Okay, what is it? Shout it out. It's an engine. It's an aircraft engine. You know when you're going on your holidays and you're sitting in the airplane and you're waiting to take off and you look outside, what's going round and round and round? The engine, because the engine has to be warm.
Turbines?
That's right, it is the turbines. You're right. Good man. First class. Now, you have six each, okay? Now, everybody, I want everybody to read this verse for me, okay? What does the verse say? 1, 2, 3. Fantastic. Absolutely. That was a really hard verse to read there. That's found in the book of Revelation. And the Lord Jesus is speaking to various churches and he's speaking to them about their lives. Now he's speaking to them because they're Christians, but they have problems in their lives. And this is a church that he's speaking to. And what does he tell them that they are? That word there that was kind of difficult to pronounce.
Lukewarm.
Does that... Tell me this. Remember the coffee that we looked at? If coffee was lukewarm, what would it be like? Not too cold. Would it be nice to drink? I don't think so. I like my coffee really, really hot. What about the cold drink? Imagine that it had been sitting in the sun for a long time and it had become lukewarm. What would it be like? What do you think? What do you think? Yes, Jonathan?
It'll be very disgusting.
It'll be disgusting. And what happens if it's disgusting? What would you possibly do?
Then why don't you taste in your...
That's probably what would happen. I have a daughter called Karis. She's 22 months old. And guess what happens if I put something in her mouth that isn't cold when it should be cold and isn't hot whenever it should be hot? It's just lukewarm. Guess what she does?
She spits it out.
She spits it out. Now, the Lord Jesus is using a picture here, okay, to tell us what he thinks whenever we're not hot. Now, if you're a Christian, what are you supposed to be? You're supposed to be hot. Somebody said it. That's right. We're supposed to be hot and enthusiastic and full of praise for the Lord Jesus. Okay? And if we're not like that, and we're kind of lukewarm, and we're kind of just, yeah, well, Jesus is fine, and we're really not that enthusiastic, we're lukewarm. And to Jesus, that just doesn't taste right. He wants us to be really, really hot and enthusiastic for him. Okay? Now, it could be this morning that you're here, boys and girls, and you're completely and utterly cold. You don't love the Lord Jesus at all. You haven't asked him to be your Savior. Well, you know what? He wants to move you from cold to hot. And he can do that if you will trust him as your own and personal Savior, because when Jesus died on the cross, he died for you because he loved you and he wants to take your sin away. Now, who do you think won this morning? Who do you think won? No? Yes? Sorry?
None of us.
It was a tie. There were six each. But it really doesn't matter who won this morning. The important thing is that you remember that Jesus wants you to be hot, enthusiastic, and in love with him.